This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is something that you can treat your weapon with. It's going to clean it. It's going to lubricate it. It's going to treat it. Froglube.com. This has not been a good year for me. Earlier this year, I went looking for a friend of mine from my boyhood, and then I found out that 2 years ago he had killed himself. Then after the NRA meetup, blogger and friend of mine, Bob Owens from Bearing Arms, killed himself. And then one of only two people that I actually really enjoyed listening to, that was part of my youth in the 90s and late 80s and everything else, after what was a pretty good concert and everything, killed himself. I don't understand where you go for that kind of a thing, but I do know somebody who might be able to shed a little bit of light on that. And I haven't had her in a long time because her expertise is outstanding, and at the same time, sometimes it's sort of depressing. But it's time to hook up that wagon again. Joining me again for the first time in a while is Dr. Linda Lagerman. Good evening, Dr. Linda.
Hi. Thanks for having me again, even though it's hard stuff sometimes.
It's hard stuff. Tell me something. What is our medical apparatus like for psychiatric treatment for somebody that might be considering suicide? How good is it? Does it even exist? I've heard really bad stuff about
terrible.
It.
Yeah, no. In terms of the system, that's not where you would go for help. Really not. It's terrible. You know, you're talking about being put on medications and most all of those, the side effects, well, all the antidepressants, the side effects of those include worsening of depression and suicide, along with a bunch of other things that make that more likely, you know, like impaired judgment and that kind of thing, disconnection. So anyway, no, the system that we have set up in terms of mental health is not the place to go. They really don't know what they're doing with it. And I mean, you know, my credentials, I don't know if your listeners do, but I had 23 years as a clinical psychologist and a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, in the Department of Medicine, and, full-time practice for a lot of years, and a lot of research in the field and a lot of research in terms of what the trends are in the mental health field and what they're doing to people, closed my practice because of seeing how the field has gotten worse and worse, is making people worse and worse. It's gotten to where it's just focused on drugs and less and less responsibility of the person, making people more and more helpless or seeming like they're helpless. It's out of their control, chemicals, all this kind of thing. So anyway, I would not go there. That's not going to help. The very first thing that would happen is, depending on what somebody says, they're talking about being depressed, they're going to be put on an antidepressant, and that's going to start a downward spiral. If they're saying something semi-serious about depression or like, wow, you know, I wish it weren't living or I thought about that, something like that, they may find themselves involuntarily locked up. And at that point, all bets are off. You lose all your rights, and kind of treatment can be forced on you. So that's not the place to go.
Let me ask you a question about the drugs.
Sure.
What are these drugs that they administer? These drugs that they administer in the case of depression, mm-hmm. Is it based upon some sort of calculated study that's been done that says this treats this really good or this treats this really good, or is it based upon the pharma, you know, the pharma reps that come in there making the deals on this and that and the other? Since we're going to come, you know, you, I want to talk about the thing you sent me regarding Chris Cornell. When they're prescribing this stuff, how much of a real calculation is involved in it versus, I'm going to prescribe this to you. Just, it's almost like an offhand thing.
There isn't a calculation. It's trial and error. And every psychiatrist who's prescribing will admit that. They do not have studies that would indicate which drug or why this or that one. It's an experiment. It's trial or error. They try this one, doesn't work, try another one. So no, there's not anything. And even to their effectiveness, you know, more and more has come out, recently, you know, over the past several years, about some of the studies that were used to get the drugs approved that have been now shown to have been falsified, and that, you know, or there's all kinds of studies. Let's say they did 10 studies, and every one of those studies, the drug failed to beat placebo and caused, you know, suicide or other problems. Then they do finally manipulate the data enough. They do another study, and they finally get one that shows it's better than placebo, and they give that to the FDA, and the drug gets approved. And nobody has known before now, about all the other studies that were done that showed quite the opposite. And so those things are now being revealed, and we're seeing that, wow, these drugs really don't work. And, you know, and I don't want to, like, contradict anybody's personal experience, because I know there's some people who say, oh, it really helped me. I also know there's a tremendously large placebo effect, and that people have a lot of power by making a decision to feel better, that they can change their condition, which is what happens when somebody takes a placebo and they feel better. They took a pill, really doesn't do anything, and they decided to feel better. So they do a lot of experimenting. Every kind of drug is used. You know, like, the names of these drugs are just used for marketing, like antidepressant, anti-anxiety, antipsychotic. There's nothing technical that makes that be the case. It's just how they're sold. And nowadays, you can be given, you know, let's say somebody's depressed, given an antidepressant, and then that doesn't work. And then you've seen the commercials probably, you know, if your antidepressant isn't working for you, add Abilify. Well, Abilify is an antipsychotic. It's also the number one selling drug in the country now because of all that marketing. So they just mix and match and try different things.
We got about a minute and a half left in this segment. All right. Do any of these guys that prescribe these drugs where you have an outcome like, say, that, you know, they're saying that Chris Cornell should not have been given the drugs he was given. When that happens and when you have this kind of an outcome, do any of these guys ever get taken to task? Do they get arrested? Do they get sued? Do they face anything for their...
Actually, there was just a huge lawsuit the guys lost. It was a widow who sued. Her husband killed himself on... it was Paxil. Yeah, Paxil. GlaxoSmithKline makes that. She sued, and jury awarded $3 million. The guy was totally normal guy, totally not suicidal at all. And 2 weeks, or I think it was 2 weeks after being on the drug, which is not uncommon, you know, when somebody first gets on these, he killed himself. He, like, jumped in front of a commuter train. And she won. So it's unusual. But I think we're going to be seeing more and more of that because more and more people are aware now that the drugs are the problem. They're not buying it when they're told, oh, well, we just didn't give them enough and we just didn't get to them soon enough. People know that that these are the effects of the drugs.
More on this when we get back. My guest is Dr. Linda Loggeman. This is Lock and Load. You. selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Loot was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is something that's going to lubricate, clean, and treat your weapon. Froglube.com. Talking to Dr. Linda Lagerman, because I've been having too many of these things happen around that is really beginning to bug me a little bit, because my little brush with death, there's no way I would consider that. I just can't imagine where you go to think that's a smoking hot idea. Doctor, when somebody really wants to commit suicide, how easy is it to stop them, he or she? I mean, when they decide that's what they're going to do. I mean, is that obviously something has gone awry? If there's some way to get to them, if there's some way to intercede, how good and how long will that intervention work with them?
Okay, so first, I mean, I think the intervention happens earlier than, like, if somebody is, like, really decided, that's going to be hard to stop, because if they've really decided, then they're not talking to anybody. They're just going into action because they don't want to be stopped.
Right.
Earlier on, so first off, there are a lot of things that people can do. For themselves, and then we'll get into for somebody else. But for somebody to prevent getting to that state, you know, like at the very basic level is, you know, all the taking care of yourself types of things, you know, getting enough sleep, nutrition, all those easy things. Next level is kind of watching medications. And I'm not talking now just about the psychiatric medications, but any medications. There's, you know, people get on something, you know, medication for some other condition that could have a side effect of causing depression. And it's very important to take those warning labels on, you know, the FDA warning labels and the things on the drug insert seriously. Because then if you start feeling depressed or start thinking of suicide where you never did before, you will remember that, and you'll know this is not you. And then you can, you know, go to the doctor, get a change on whatever the medication is. And then obviously there's the obvious thing about the psychiatric drugs, because they're known to cause that, and they list that they cause it. And that also people need to take seriously. It's not just legalese. So, okay, then we move into the level of just people getting back to feeling responsible for their own lives. You know, if they're unhappy, then looking at a job, relationship, you know, there's something about looking at the people in your life, because that's one of the things where somebody can get driven down and to the point of suicide by being around a wrong person. You know, there are most people are good, but you've got people who look like they're good, or they're like, oh, this is for your own good, or I really care about you, that's why I'm telling you this. You know, things where it's hard.
Just being honest, right?
Yeah. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
You know, you end up, when you're around them, you end up feeling worse about yourself, or you leave an encounter with them or feeling bad and you don't know why. Those people are very dangerous, actually, to be around. And you will sometimes find where somebody is, you know, getting suicidal, that they have a person like that in their life that is just little by little whittling away at them, and they don't recognize it because it's being disguised. They're being told it's just because I care about you so much, and, you know, I want you to know this, or I, you know, whatever. So anyway, that's a big thing to look at. Who, you know, like if there's somebody in your life, when you say, I had this great show, or something positive happened, or I had this incredible idea, I want to do X, you know, and then somebody says, well, you know, I just, you know, I don't want you to, like, get disappointed, or I don't want you to, you know what I mean? The person who brings you down, where somebody else would say, like, oh, my God, that's great. Like, and, you know, you could also add this, or I'd like to help, or, you know. So you'll know. Like, if you start paying attention, you'll know who those people are that enhance you and that you feel better and you become a better part of yourself. And then they're the people where you, you know, start caving in a little bit. In terms of, you know, depression, like helping somebody else, taking your mind off of your own self, this is where, like, old school, like, volunteer. Volunteer and help somebody else. It increases your own self-esteem.
Let me ask you a question about let me ask you a question about people. We got about a minute and a half left in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Are creatives more susceptible to bad feelings and everything just off of feedback that they get when they're trying to create something that's like their vision or their baby or my dream when they finally get to do it, if that comes crashing down on them, or if somebody doesn't like it, or if everybody doesn't like it, does that affect them more than, say, a guy who runs a jackhammer for a living?
Well, I don't know if they are more sensitive to feelings or not, but creatives are more often a target of the people who are trying to bring others down.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
You recognize this, huh?
Yes, well, I mean, when we get back, I'm going to tell you the story of Bob Owens real quick and try to give it to you the best I can. I would like to get – I'm almost certain you haven't heard of that. So, I look at what was that? One of the Scott brothers. Was it Tony or the other one that jumped off the bridge? He was one of the film directors that jumped off of a bridge and everything. I see these people that are, you would think, you know, Chris Cornell's worth $60 million. He had a body of work that was impressive. He was still making new work. He had a family and all this other stuff. And then something.
Yes.
And I want to get your insight on what you think may be happening with that just off, you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been sitting back for a week with this stuff.
Yeah, well, time to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Let's talk this about, because this is something that affects so many people in the country. I think this is a really important conversation to have.
It is. And just remember, I'm not a creative. I just got discovered. That's between those two. I got a little bit thicker skin than most people. We'll be right back. This is something everybody needs to be talking about because it's not taboo. This is, you know, if everybody sits back and says, I can't believe you did that or she did that, we need to be talking about that. So we say that less often. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much of alcohol. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back. I learn something new every day in the radio biz. Every day. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Talking to Dr. Linda Lagerman, I had suicide happen to a friend of mine that some of you have read, most of you have heard right here on the show. One of my, you know, pop culture heroes. You know, I don't get any of this stuff, so I'm talking to Dr. Linda Lagerman. She rejoins me now. And let me tell you the story of Bob Owens, Doctor, if you have a moment. I'll make it as quick and as fast as I can. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear anything happening on your end. So, anyway, yeah. Bob Owens was a guy. He owned a website called Bearing Arms, and it was an offshoot of townhall.com, one of the biggest conservative websites in the United States today. At the NRA meetup, he got White House press credentials. He was like 5 feet away from Trump. They ran the NRA ILA conference. They sponsored and everything else. He had a book deal. He had children. He was highly respected by his peers. But recently he had written an article. There's a little thing going on where they're saying a couple of gun companies in Illinois have sold out the gun owners of Illinois. Well, nobody's paying any attention to the fact that the entire population of Illinois keeps reelecting the same yahoos into government that go anti-gun. But he wrote it, and I agreed with everything he had to say, but he was attacked viciously. And quite cryptically, he left a... the last thing anybody heard of him was on Facebook, where he said, "I'm not strong, I'm weak, I'm greedy." And then about 35 minutes later, he went somewhere and shot himself.
Mm-hmm.
I had talked with him many times on the phone. I had met him once at an NRA meetup. Sometimes we'd be just discussing guns in general or something like that. But I never took him to be somebody with really thin skin. So I don't know what the tie-in to that was, or if there was something else, if that was a trigger and all the, you know, I don't know if he was taking any sort of medication or anything else.
Right. Well, yeah, the medication question is a very big question, because
right
now the latest numbers from the biggest health data analytics company, IMS Health, 24.7% of Americans are on psychiatric drugs now. So we got basically a quarter of the population. So the question of whether he was on a psychiatric drug is a valid one, because, one in four people is. So, and that's no small thing. I mean, that by itself.
Right.
If he was, that by itself can explain everything, because I have talked to so many people who almost went down the path of killing themselves, but somehow a friend may have said, brought up that it could be the drugs, or they had the thought of like, huh, I wonder if this is the medication, but where they had never had suicidal thoughts. You know, I had one friend, she was put on an antidepressant. She didn't know it was an antidepressant. She went in because of like some kind of menopausal, some problem sleeping is what it was. She was having some sleep problems. They put her on an antidepressant, and everything started going down, but she didn't at first recognize it. Like 2 weeks into this, you know, she wasn't feeling connected to her friends. She started thinking like, oh, I'm such a loser, like just things totally uncharacteristic. And then, you know, she was on the path down to where you kill yourself, but she thought it, she wondered if it might have something to do with the medication. And then she went to ask the doctor, and it was an antidepressant, and that's what it caused. So, people end up in this situation with some very simple inroads. You know, it's like, oh, problem sleeping. And it's so easy now. These drugs are prescribed just so casually, when they all have extremely serious side effects.
Right.
And anyway, so you can get on a drug and you have, your judgment is affected. You start thinking negative. You start thinking it's not worth living. It doesn't matter. You're not feeling connected enough to yourself or the world for it to make a difference. It seems like not that big a deal to kill yourself. You know, you were saying you can't imagine considering that, and I'm with you. I can't imagine it. And most people wouldn't, except for the alterations in the mind and the disconnections in the mind that happen because of psychotropic drugs. So, you know, and then you couple that with, like I was saying, you know, you're talking about him getting viciously attacked, and, you know, where I was talking about, you know, those people that can be in your life that kind of drag you down. It's just kind of a variation on that. But you said he's not particularly thin-skinned. I'm sure he's a big boy. He's probably dealt with a heck of a lot more.
You would think,
Something was going on that caused him to think that was a good idea, like you said. And, you know, the obvious thing when you have a quarter of the population on these kind of medications is to question that.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that they do in the, with the anti-gunners is they'll take the suicides and conflate them into gun violence, which I don't think suicide is violence. I think it's the saddest thing I've ever heard. And I have a very, very difficult time thinking, because, you know, in the business I'm in, you have to learn to deal with bad things, because just the business end of it is a bad thing most of the time. You have lots of really good peaks and lots of really low valleys, and if you can't deal with it, well, you know, go back to pizza delivery or something. So I just can't put myself in that place where you just feel that bad about it. But real quick, do these doctors ever look at the patient's history for what he's been treated for and what he's taking and say to themselves, well, this drug is incompatible with what he's taken and this drug is incompatible with his past history of this? Do they ever do that, or do they just say, well, you just need some Ativan?
Well, when you're just spending like the average of 15 minutes, I don't think they do look at everything that you're bringing up. This is very checklist kind of way they go about it now. You know, you feel anxious, take an anti-anxiety. You say anything about feeling depressed about anything, like take an antidepressant. I went to this conference last month. It was a big national mental health conference. And two of the speakers talked about how the last decade, I think, was the biggest expansion of mental health coverage and services that we've ever had. So they're reporting on this, like we've had the biggest expansion ever. And, you know, there's also tons of public money going this, you know, 60% of all mental health treatment, all prescription drugs for mental health, outpatient treatment, 60% of it is paid for with public money, taxpayer dollars.
Let me get you to hold right there because we're coming up on the last break. I want you to finish that up. This is something that, yes, I want you to finish it. Awareness. We practice awareness when we're out carrying our weapons for self-defense. We need to be aware of everybody around us because you don't want to wake up with a bunch of questions one day when if something like this happens to somebody you know, somebody you love, somebody that you feel like they should have come to you or something like that. That's why we're doing this tonight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
That's almost spooky. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out, froglube.com. Talking to Dr. Linda Lagerman, I feel like we've only probably scratched the surface. This will be something we will have to revisit another time. You sent me something regarding Chris Cornell and the drug he was on. What are you gleaning from that as far as what could that drug have possibly have done when he's coming off of a euphoric high of having a concert and playing and doing his craft? And, you know, looking at Twitter when he was sending tweets from wherever he was, it seems like he was so upbeat, although there's some people in the audience saying there was something obviously off with him. How would that possibly make him, compel him to go commit that sort of suicide?
Right. Well, so first, we don't have the toxicology yet to know everything, so I just want to put that out there because we don't have all the data. But we do know his wife said he was taking Ativan. And Ativan can cause cognitive impairment. So your thinking is impaired. It causes suicidal thoughts. It can cause abnormal behavior. So if somebody does something they never have done, Ativan can cause complex things where you're not aware. There's this thing called sleep driving, which is literally like the person's asleep, but they get in the car, leave the driver, they start driving, you know. So bottom line, you can do all kinds of weird things that you would never do under the influence of Ativan. So those are some of the listed warnings. There are 38 warnings. 8 countries have warned of these things. So anyway, he was taking that drug that can cause that. And, impaired judgment, suicidal thoughts by themselves could take somebody. It doesn't even have to be at all that he was depressed or in any way down. It's just you're not thinking. And who knows how that could have occurred. But, you know, when you can have a drug that can cause you to do abnormal behaviors, and also including suicide, those are the things. Those are direct warnings from, like I said, 8 different countries,
right,
including the U.S. So that by itself. I know, you know, there's, you know, you never know all the complexities of somebody's life and everything, but to me, in this country right now, there's such a glaring problem of the drugs that I just think we have to look at that. The thought I was going to finish before, this conference I went to where they were talking about we've had the biggest, you know, expansion of mental health coverage and services, you know, ever. At the same time, then they reported, but there has been, over the past decade, a 17% increase in what they call death by despair, which is suicide and drug overdoses. So here we have all this, you know, quote, mental health treatment and a 17% increase in suicides and, you know, and overdoses like this kind. The conclusion that they were drawing, you know, the main speakers, the keynote speaker, was we need more money for mental health. So we need more expansion of Medicaid, more money, tell your congressman. That's what they were arguing. Instead of, to me, I'm sitting there thinking, is nobody seeing what I'm seeing? How come these two things are not being looked at as cause and effect? You know, you have a quarter of the population on a psychiatric drug. I don't think we need more expansion. We need to, like, actually pause, stop listening to the people that are pushing these drugs, stop being consumers of them, and, you know, regain our health and our sanity, you know?
You know, when I was going through something where I started questioning some of the stuff the doctor wanted me to take. I mean, after the heart attack, I was, you know, they corrected all of the stuff that happened to me, and then I was taking a bunch of drugs for the stuff that I wasn't doing anymore. And I went in there and I questioned it, and I looked at the doctor and I was like, now listen, I don't want you to notate my file that I'm difficult or blunt. I just want you to tell me if you think I can do without these drugs. So we tried it, and, you know, I don't know if he did notate my file. I have seen that happen before. But these doctors, sometimes they get into this mindset to where some of them, if they say, well, I think you need to take this, and you go, no. They sort of label you, don't they? And I mean, this is something that follows you around that you never get to see.
This is true. They will label you as non-compliant. And if it's like psychiatric medication, they have a phrase. It's medication non-compliant if you don't want to take it. But there's plenty of reasons that somebody should question these things. And, you know, these docs, they don't know. Like, you could ask them questions of, you know, what are the side effects? What studies do they know of? What makes them think it's safe? You know, I mean, they don't have the answers. Have they ever cured anybody with this medication? No. You know, in terms of the psychiatric medications, there's no cures. They have none.
Is part of the problem with psychiatric care that they have stigmatized being under psychiatric care now so much that even if there was psychiatric care available, nobody would go to it? I mean, like with gun rights, for example, if, you know, we just rolled back something with Social Security where, you know, if you can't balance your checkbook, you couldn't have a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
And right. They did the same thing with veterans, with the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to get rolled. That's going to get rolled back, too. But, you know, all of that being said, they attach a whole bunch to it. Well, at the same time, you and I have had this discussion before with young boys. I mean, how old do they start putting on them on psychotropic drugs in some cases just because they're boys?
Oh, yeah, very young. Yeah, yeah. So the question here is about if people are afraid to talk to them because they can end up. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a reason. I mean, people's rights get taken away very easily. People should be talking more to friends and buddies. This gets back to, you know, your very first question, which is, you know, what if somebody's decided they want to kill themselves? Can you stop it?
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to leave it as like, no, there's nothing you can do. Talking to somebody directly, like, about, you know, like, are they thinking about killing themselves? You know, if you see a change in somebody or they're really depressed or mopey or whatever. I mean, you just talk directly about this stuff. Are you thinking about killing yourself? And then why? Like, what makes that seem like a good idea? And then, like, you can try to ask them questions because their judgment is affected. So then, like, what's changed? Is there something new that you've done? Did you start a new medication? Did you, you know, like asking these things, did you recently come off of some medication? To help them think beyond the loop that they're stuck in, you know? So anyway, there are so many things that can be done besides drugs that actually worsen the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have read people that talk about how they could take even these kids that turn out to be active shooters, and if they were alive, if they had them, and they were able to do the correct protocol with them, they could redeem them and keep them from going to that you know, that horrific step. But this will be an ongoing conversation. So, everybody out there, I texted Dr. Linda early in the a.m. this morning. I said, I really want you to come on the show. And she said yes, although I thought you lived in California. Do you not live in California now?
I don't anymore. I used to. I moved. I live in Washington, D.C. now because I'm trying to save the world, man.
Okay. Well, go over there and save the world. I mean, go. You need to put most of those politicians in some sort of, I don't know, therapy, some sort of work group or something, get them to where they can do that. Thank you very much for joining me on such short notice. I will be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. This has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.